It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's next batch of healthcare workers will get the COVID vaccine today. CPR's Andrea Dukakis was on hand as the first group got theirs yesterday.
Pharmacist Laura Brewer had two firsts on Monday. She was among the first Coloradans to administer a COVID-19 vaccine to healthcare workers, and Brewer was among 30 workers at UC Health Memorial Hospital in Colorado Springs who received the vaccine. The group included doctors, ICU nurses, and a member of the house cleaning team.
A lot of the recipients I recognize as being providers or nurses in the emergency department in the ICU who are interacting with COVID patients every day. So it was really exciting to give them some protection.
Vaccinations will be ramping up with many more healthcare workers getting their first of two required shots. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Deaths from COVID-19 remain at record levels in Colorado, though other pandemic measures are improving gradually. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Colorado averaged more than 55 deaths per day in early December, way above the highest levels seen in the spring, but the seven-day rate of positive tests is back below double digits. Hospitalizations dropped again from the day before and are down 375 since the start of the month. A quarter of hospitals anticipate a staffing shortage within the next week. Still a high percentage, but better than a few weeks ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Three-quarters of Coloradans will stay home and skip holiday travel this year, according to a forecast from the AAA. They say 1.5 million travelers are expected in Colorado, the lowest holiday volume since 2002. The people who do travel are expected to drive, not fly, this year. A similar drop-off could come across the country as people cancel their travel plans. This is CPR News.